Chapter 2. When you feel you're a failure, resisting the spiral of defeat. I was a failure. I was convinced of it. I had failed God and there was nothing I could do about it. I was impotent to change my circumstances. Disappointment overwhelmed me. My dreams for being a missionary had been shattered. We were home in a small, rented 3-bedroom house after just 3.5 years in Mexico, and Jack didn't even have a permanent job. I was only about 4.5 years old in the Lord, but I wanted to serve Him ever since I was saved at the age of 29. My first husband had committed suicide not long after I became a child of God, but I was convinced, even before I remarried, that the mission field was for me, even if, for some reason, God didn't give me a husband and a father for my 2 sons. Then along came Jack, the seasoned missionary whom God had told me I would marry before I ever met him face to face. Before we met, Jack had served with the Pocket Testament League in more than 30 countries in Africa and Latin America. Except for a few months, we had spent almost our entire 4 years of married life in Guadalajara. Jack assisted other missionaries in Mexico through film evangelization and literature distribution. Meanwhile, I worked with English-speaking teens in Guadalajara. And that was very fulfilling for me as I saw many of them come to the Lord. Seldom did a day go by without one or more of the teenagers visiting in our home. Our house became their Bible school and mine as I spent hours in the Word, studying diligently and then teaching the teens what I learned. Those were wonderful days. At times, I traveled with Jack to remote villages where I used my nursing skills to minister to people who were in need, spiritually and physically. I absolutely loved being a missionary, and I loved Mexico. As I drove through the streets of Guadalajara, shopped in the open mercado, tried talking to the warm-hearted Mexican people in my limited Spanish, I felt I was home, exactly where I belonged. I loved the people. I loved the country. I loved serving God there. I thought, this is where I'll be when Jesus comes. Little did I know that the onset of chest pains would keep my dreams from coming true. The chest pains began without warning and kept getting worse. Often I found myself nearly out of breath. Jack insisted I see a doctor. The examination and cardiogram revealed that I had pericarditis.